The top prize in architecture was unveiled today. It's the Pritzker Prize, kind of a Nobel for the mega building set. This year's winner, Swiss architect Peter Zumthor. Edward Lifson has the story.
Here's what Peter Zumthor's chapels, museums, housing, and a church, mainly in small towns in Switzerland and Germany, sound like. His is architecture of deep silence. His works refuse to participate in the spectacle that blares from much contemporary architecture. The Pritzker jury praised Zumthor's clear, rigorous thought. Some who know him say Peter Zumthor is a mystic.
I'm a passionate architect. I'm not a mystic.
Zumthor's best-known work is probably the thermal baths in Val, Switzerland. You wade through a succession of rooms filled wall-to-wall with water, divided by hard vertical planes of concrete and quartzite quarried nearby. Right at the water line, the texture of the stone changes. In one scented room, flower petals float around you. You taste them in the water.
Zumthor's architecture brings the full range of sensuous energies and intensities of which architecture is capable.
Michael Hayes teaches architectural theory at Harvard.
He goes back to some, I think, metaphysical inspiration in the same way, say, that a modern musician, would go back and think of primitive music, of primitive rhythms, very basic chord structures, and pairs them down to some kind of essence. So it gives his architecture a sense of being very primal, and at the same time, it's absolutely modern.
In a field on a farm in Germany stands a chapel to St. Bruder Klaus. Zumthor leaned more than 100 tall tree trunks together like a tent. Then the farming couple who commissioned the chapel and their friends packed concrete around the trunks. Next, Zumthor kept a fire slowly smoldering inside for 3 weeks. The tree trunks dried and shrunk and were removed, leaving their blackened imprint and the smell of charcoal on the walls. If it sounds like the most profound clubhouse a boy ever built, Zumthor says he often draws from childhood experiences of spaces that moved him. Zumthor spoke by phone from Haldenstein, a remote village in the Swiss mountains, where he's lived and worked with a small team for 30 years, declining commissions that don't connect with him. He says there's a lesson in this Pritzker.
For me, it's a recognition of a small body of work. I'm not a networking person. I'm in the wrong parties. I have the wrong friends and go to the wrong restaurants. And I'm working in the wrong place and so on. This should give a lot of hope to young architects.
In this economic downturn, construction is largely on hold. Architects have time to contemplate, to come up with what the next buildings of our time should be. For this inward-looking period of slowing down and remembering what is important, the Pritzker jury could hardly have found a better model than Peter Zumthor. For NPR News, I'm Edward Lifson.